This little segment that we do on the online service is entitled Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And I certainly do have a lot of thoughts, and I certainly have a lot of prayers. And just wanted to share with you a little bit about, really, what's going on? What is prayer? How can we talk to God? You know, the disciples asked Jesus that when they come in from a day of ministry all around, and they start getting their little campground together and build a fire and you have something to eat. And then Jesus would go off by himself. And the disciples one day said, "What do you do, Lord, when you go off by yourself like that?" He said, "Well, I'm tired like you, you know, and so I need a little rest. But more importantly, I want to talk to the Father." Talk to the Father. Yes. Can we do that? You bet you can. And that's when he taught the prayer that we know as the Lord's Prayer. But prayer is something very, very special. It's something that we can do. We can either do it out loud. We can do it silently. Prayer is something that we can just take a little bit of time. It says in the Psalms, to be still and know that I'm God. Just being still, sometimes you can get into an attitude of prayer with the Father. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because prayer has been so important, not only in my life, but in the life of a lot of people. But prayer sometimes can be least understood, even though it's universally practiced. But prayer sometimes is really the least understood. Of all the human experiences that we have, prayer is one of the great mysteries of the Christian faith. Its simplest definition is communication with God. Talking to God. Yet, so often we approach prayer like a one-way telephone conversation, forgetting that God also wants to speak to us. And how do we pray? On our knees, standing, silently, out loud, alone, with others, by rote, spontaneously? And does prayer really induce God to the manipulated events or otherwise acting on our behalf? Does he really intercede for us? Well, the Bible does not take up these other questions directly about prayer, but it appears almost on every page. It's the very essence of a faith relationship with God Almighty. It's simple enough for a child to understand, and yet so profound when we spend a lifetime plumbing its depths. Prayer is assuming that it's possible for us to have an intimate relationship with God, who hears and cares and is able to act. I think one of the most meaningful prayers in me, especially as we look around with all the challenges that we got in this world, not only in our country, but all over the world, is in 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "Then if my people, who are called by my name," if you are a Christian, you are called by God's name, "will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way." Now hear this promise from God. If we turn from our wicked ways, he says, "I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land." If we turn, that's an attitude of repentance. If we turn from our wicked ways in prayer, God will heal our prayers and heal us in so many ways. We know now that the situation with the COVID, with all the world's problems with the government and COVID and the skirmishes that are going on in Israel right now between the Palestinians and the Jewish people, we need to pray. We have an opportunity to pray and learn to talk to God. You know, sometimes people walk up behind me, "Who are you talking to there, preacher?" "Well, no, I'm praying, and I was talking to God." And sometimes I just use my prayer language, and because the Bible says that sometimes when we don't know what to pray for, that the Spirit would give us the utterance. And I found that to be true. When I don't know what to pray for, I just reach out to God in my prayer language. It's sort of like babbling, I guess, or little babies. You know, a mom knows exactly what the little baby wants. Even though the little baby is not able to speak yet, you know, the Spirit within the mother knows exactly what the baby needs, even if the baby is babbling. So I say that to say this. I think it's okay just to babble and reach out with God and say, Lord, I don't know what's going on with me, and just, it's a wonderful thing, prayer. So we ask that any of the prayer requests or anything that you'd like us to put on the online service to pray, it's certainly a wonderful thing to do. But also sometimes as we look at the prayer requests and different things, and, we want people to know that they can reach out to prayer, to the church, to the pastor. But it's more important that you learn how to pray for yourself, because God wants that intimate relationship with you. And that's how you can develop an intimate relationship with God. Just keep on sharing with Him and talking and all the stuff that that we like to do. And He'll hear. He will hear from heaven. I was looking here on the online service, down in the category where it says Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers and the Lord's Prayer. We usually always close this segment with the Lord's Prayer. But sometimes that we need to think about some others. Now, there's a little tab on there where it says prayer, and it's highlighted, prayer for the youth. Now, Tina had put together, and well, I say Tina, it was Tina, Carol Morgan, and Tina too, and Travis, because we have been disconnected because of the COVID thing from our youth group. But we want them to know that we're praying for them, that we're answering different questions that come in. Now, they're able to do some things and go over to Capital City Church of God, but the prayer request is that we can get them back to our own church and build up that youth ministry again. It's been a wonderful blessing to have those youth come to our church. But they put together a little prayer for Bethel youth. And I want to share it with you, and you can click on that tab anytime you want to, and you can pull up this prayer. It says, Lord, hear our prayers for the youth. Fill their hearts with the desire to walk in your will, and allow their testimonies to be a beacon of hope and love to all that they meet. Help them not to conform to the ways of this world. May they be like a city on a hill, letting the light of Jesus shine brightly. We pray, O Lord, for your word has settled deeply into their souls, and we ask them as they go in and out of wherever they are, school day, going home, coming back in the morning, allow their minds to be settled with the peace so that they can learn and fulfill your purpose in their life, and help them to honor and respect their parents. We thank you for the opportunity to know each one, O Lord, here at Bethel. And we ask for you to cover them with your love and all that they do and all that they say. And we ask this special prayer in Jesus' name. And then we list them by name. Trevor Allen, Noah Henderson, Carmen Mendez, Hannah Miller, Christian Lippitt, Little Debbie McCoy, Cheyenne Rittman, Kinsey Little, Kaylee McBride, Lexi Allen, Leland Lacey, Zion, even though he's off as an adult now, we still lift him in prayer because he grew up in this little church. A.J. Leon, Brylon Martin, Kaylee, Chloe Rittman, Kaylee Little, Gabrielle Bittner, Nate Henderson, Sage Mizdaz, Courtney Powell, Philip Lippitt, Byron Martin, Dominic Rittman, Cade Little, and Chris McBride. And forgive me, Father, for lifting up these names, but maybe mispronouncing them. It's just a wonderful thing to know that you hear all of our prayers. So with that, I'd like to just to sort of ask us to think about these things and prayer when it comes to prayer. Let's learn to pray, not only for others, but for ourselves. And we always close this little service with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you think about this, and hope and pray that we can come together and learn to pray together. Our world needs to hear our petitions to the Lord. Amen. Well, God bless. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful day.